Pakistan's new ambassador to the United Nations isn't much like the old one. The last delegate, Abdullah Hussein Haroon, frequently blasted the U.S. in the Security Council for its repeated assassination drone strikes in Pakistan, strikes that have killed hundreds of civilians. The strikes pounded Pakistan and Yemen again yesterday, and this litany of dull, uninformed responses from Pakistan's new U.N. delegate spoke volumes. First, his response to yesterday's strikes.
I don't have a brief or a readout on this, but I can get a response, and I'll respond later on to this question. I've noted it down, but I'll get back to you.
Then, Press TV noted that Thursday's strike was far from the first to hit Pakistan and that other countries were victimized by the American assassination drone strikes, too. Apparently, this was news to Khan.
Who else has fallen victim?
The Yemenis. The Lebanese are overflown every single day by the Israeli drones.
And your question is whether on the 15th,
whether it'll be brought up in the open debates.
We'll see. I think the statements have not been drafted yet.
Khan again passed the buck when asked if the drone strikes themselves constituted a form of terrorism, saying that he would have to look into the question. Now, the former ambassador, Haroon, was outspoken, saying on multiple occasions that American drone strikes and their many civilian casualties increased anti-Americanism in Pakistan and across the Muslim world. The new delegate, Khan, is different, saying today that the American war on terrorism is unconventional, requiring unconventional means, a near endorsement of the drone kill program. These same questions came at UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon's spokesman from a number of reporters earlier in the day. Though Martin Nasirki referred to Ban's concerns about drone strikes from last May, he tried on Thursday to elaborate.
He's simply urged member states, the relevant member states, to be transparent about the circumstances in which drones are used and the means by which they ensure that attacks involving drones comply with international law.
A number of American legal scholars have condemned the U.S. assassination drone program as illegal, saying that killing militants in Pakistan, Yemen, and Somalia violates laws of war intended to protect non-combatants. The U.S. Central Intelligence Agency runs the program, and the U.S. government's legal process for selecting victims remains top secret. Hank Flynn, Press TV, New York.